We are here talking Doan volleyball with the one and only Atlyn Elms, former Southwest High School stud, and now she is kind of toward the end of the fall volleyball season. Has it been? It's been like high school. It just flies by, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's crazy. We went from the beginning, and I play on two different teams, and so I play six games a week, and it just flies by.
Yeah, one thing Doan has, maybe it's different from others, is you have a freshman team, a JV team, and a varsity team. You get a chance to play with the freshman and JV. You're getting a lot of match time, aren't you?
Yeah, I've played, I think, almost 45 games this season. I've only missed one, but it's been fun.
But the more games, I'm sure you would agree, the more matches, the better. You want to be on the floor a lot, don't you?
Yes, I want to be on the floor as much as I possibly can.
In your freshman season, what do you think, how do you think it's gone so far in your freshman year in college?
College-wise, I think it's gone pretty good. I think volleyball, it's been kind of disappointing just because we haven't won as much as we thought we were going to. But it's been really fun meeting all these girls and, I don't know, making friends. They're pretty cool.
Academics going pretty well?
Yeah.
Tough classes. I'm sure college is, high school and college, obviously, they're tougher classes, aren't they?
Yeah, just a little bit, kind of, but they're not bad.
And the schedule, I mean, juggling academics and your volleyball, that's maybe a little getting used to it too, isn't it?
Yeah, some days it's really, really busy, and other days I just can kind of do whatever, but the most classes I have is four, so it's really not awful. I mean, and then practice is 2 hours a day, so that takes up a lot of time too, and trying to get in 10 study hours, it's a lot sometimes.
Now, going from high school to college of volleyball, it's a little different. I think you were first, correct me if I'm wrong, you were six rotation, now playing a little three rotation. You're used to being on the court a lot, so when you're down to three, it kind of stinks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I feel like the momentum sometimes it switches, especially not being on the court the whole time. But I like giving other girls chances to play too. It helps, it makes them better.
Obviously, you love hitting, but you're so used to it in high school being back row and passing and digging everything. It's tough to get used to, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very tough.
I was asking your dad, because he's watched a number of your matches this year, have you used the left hand like you did in high school, left and right, ambidextrous, and you've done it a little bit, right?
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, I hit with my left hand a lot, and then they kind of yelled at me a little bit because I wasn't doing as good as I thought I was going to do, so I kind of backed down on starting or hitting with my left hand.
But, that's just the way it goes. Coaches, they're used to, seeing you on film, and when you get here, maybe they don't want both, just concentrating on their right hand, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Now, you've been more left side, or mainly high school, you played a lot of right. You played both all the way around, but has it been more left and right side this year?
Yeah, I played a lot of left. I only do right side on serve receive, but I played strictly left side.
You miss right side? I mean, high school, that was kind of your comfortable position, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I do miss it a little bit, but I like outside because I feel like we get the ball a lot more, and I like hitting.
Great group of kids you talked about. You get a chance to make a lot of friends. I think we talked, or tell me if I talked to your dad about this, but you got quite a few seniors, I think, are playing kind of their final year. You're going to lose some of those kids, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we graduate six this year, which is crazy, and we don't bring out very many juniors, so next year will be definitely interesting.
What do you think your best match of the year, personally, this year has been? Out of the 45 matches you played, what was maybe one that kind of stands out? What do you think? She's thinking of the team, all those 45 matches she played. That's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah. It was probably, weirdly enough, it was probably the very first game that we played at home. I just dug everything. I hit everything. I don't know. I don't remember who we played, but I just remember I played the best because I felt the best.
But you've had some other matches that have been pretty good this year.
Yeah, definitely. But I definitely can't think of them off the top of my head right now.
I don't blame you. 45 matches, I wouldn't be able to do it either. But you went through a little sickness during the season, darn it. That kind of took you out for a week or so, didn't it?
Yeah, it was like 3 weeks straight. I got diagnosed with tonsillitis, and it definitely was rough those 3 weeks. I missed one game, But I came back and I was stronger and better than ever, I guess.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Why? Why does it have to happen now?
I know. Every time I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. But it happens. Otherwise, the leg, I know you went through some, you know, with the back in your high school years. Has that been okay?
Yeah. I took my compression sleeve off this summer just to feel it out, and I liked it a lot better without the compression sleeve, and I haven't had any pain or anything, and I haven't really, it hasn't affected me at all.
How about the weight training program and everything that athletes do? Do you like that here at Doan?
Yeah, it only takes like 45 minutes a morning. We go at 7. I go at 7 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It takes 45 minutes. It's really not, it's not too hard. But we're also in season, so I don't know what out of season is going to look like. But hopefully it's a little tougher because right now it's not too tough.
Finally, it's going to be a little weird because you had your volleyball, and then but no basketball or track, so just one sport this year. It's going to be a little different after volleyball's over, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be weird not having to, like, being able to stay in shape the whole year around. I have to do it on my own instead of, oh, I have to go to basketball practice, but nope, I'm on my own.
Unless, of course, the basketball coach needed some more people out and asked you, maybe, do you want to play basketball?
No.
That's a big no?
Yeah, big no.
If the basketball coach came here tomorrow and say, Atlee, I need you to help us out this coming season, your answer would be?
No. Big no.
That would you would make dad's day if you would say yes, because you know how much of a basketball nut he is.
Yeah, I would make, but no, I don't think I could.
If Coach Ed Fye, the track coach, would come to you in a week and say, Atlee, I need for you to throw for me in the spring, can you help us out? The answer would be?
I would probably think about that one a little bit.
Oh, wow.
I like track, which is weird because I hated track when I was a freshman and sophomore. But my junior and senior year, I loved it. So I think it would be fun. But I don't know. I would have to think about that one.
I might have to talk to Coach Fye. He's a great guy. I know him well. So, but no, volleyball, when you get to college, you're kind of glad one sport only. Because you get then you get ready for spring ball during the winter months, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I don't know when we started. We haven't even talked about it, really. But I'm excited to see what we can do next semester.
Was this a great interview or what? It was. You did a wonderful job. It's a piece of cake, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yes.